Let's gather our energy into the present moment. On one hand, we can feel very expanded with the energies of our higher being and the physical and emotional and mental energies we need to gather back to our bodies to bring us into present time. So we'll consciously do that right now. And feel your physical body sitting in your chair. And just kind of check that you have a head, two shoulders, two arms, ribs, hips, thighs, calves, and feet. We'll just take a little inventory, make sure they're all there. And all 10 toes and 10 fingers. Good. Can you feel how you kind of click in once you check that physical body? You register into the body then. And let's gather back the emotional body and bring the feeling awareness to the present time, to the present moment, by feeling your breath, gazing around at all the beauty around you, beauty and the emotions go together. You know, sensing beauty is an emotional experience. And looking at the beautiful paintings around you and sculptures and the people sitting around, the four of you sitting around, the beauty of each of your beings, the nature, and feel your emotional body be relieved of the heaviness when it's replaced with a sense of beauty. And we're going to let the heaviness of the emotions sink downward to the earth as we greet Mother Earth. And offer her the heavy emotions, allowing them to flow like water into the earth, through your feet, through your tailbone. And letting the heaviness settle you very deeply into your body, into the chair, and into the present moment. Now, sometimes when we allow the purification of our emotional being, we'll feel some sadness because we're becoming present to what we're feeling. Or we'll feel other emotions that might have been close to the surface. That's not unusual. So we accept whatever we're feeling, that's fine. We just want to be able to feel the flow into the earth and the release into relaxation for the body. And feel that connection with the earth, with Mother Earth, and how she holds us in her arms. And we can trust that we can let go into her arms. And then we let the thoughts, the mental body, focus on the light that's coming from above. Imagine a beautiful waterfall of light pouring down upon you. Surrounding you and flowing through you. And as this waterfall of light pours through you, each sparkle touches each cell and causes each cell to sparkle within your being. The light of the divine meets the light within your being, and they recognize each other. And they greet each other in joy, which turns into light. And so we feel the head area and the inside of the brain being immersed in light. And if we're doing this through the feeling sense, then we'll have a sense of the cranial bones releasing, a sense of the head becoming more expansive and less contracted, the forehead smoothing out, the jaw dropping, and the worries fading into the light. And then we feel the light pouring through the neck. And this is very physical. We're feeling this in the physical body. So let the light massage and release the neck area. Feel the cervical spine, the bones in the spine by the neck starting to spread out, stretch, and realign. Feel the area where the back of the head, the occiput, and the spine come together and invite that to release and the light to flow through there. And then the light comes through the shoulders and arms and chest, expanding and bringing luminance to the whole chest and abdomen. And the hands start to activate. And the chest becomes lighter. Our burdens become lighter. and our spine and the muscles around the spine start to realign. And feel the light coming through your hands now. You're each becoming very, very radiant. And just let the light pour through your palms and fingertips. And then let the light travel down through the hips and into the thighs. Allowing the base of the spine to align with the flow of the energy. Relaxing the hips so that the flow can move through. And into the calves and feet. So that we're like a beautiful, we become part of that waterfall of light. We become it, inside and out. And I'll take a few minutes here to adjust to the impact of the light on your being. So the areas that might be a little contracted or denser right now will start to expand and come alive with the light. You'll feel your crown chakra and the chakra above the crown chakra, which is about a foot, foot and a half above your head. You might feel that very, very active, and I do see that it's active in you there. That's the Christ light chakra. Allow yourself to melt into that light throughout your whole being. And it's as if the entire group becomes one radiant light. And there's a beautiful flame, and we've had this before in a meditation. There's a beautiful flame of light in the center of your circle. And it's possible that your hearts can recognize this light. There is an eternal light that is behind all of this creation. That is the essence of our being. And it's not that we worship the light, it's that we are the light. And this is a living flame. This is the living energy that is the source of all creation. So we'll drink in, absorb this very primal living energy to restore and renew our beings. Because when we have enough energy, when we're renewed and full, our insight becomes clear. We understand, we know intuitively the answers to our questions. Things clear up in our body that were resistant before. Clarity gives peace. Now there is a feminine being that rises out of this light that is gracing us with her presence now. And she'll be coming around to each one of you with a blessing and a healing. And we will ask her to include all the other members of the group who couldn't be with us today. And all the beings that are in need of healing that you're in contact with. And the energy being created here is like a cosmic mass. There's a whole host of angelic beings. That are ecstatic that they've been called upon to bring healing and life force to the planet. And now there's another descension, a descent of energy in blessing as well. And let's feel the lower back and hips again to allow more alignment to happen there. Good. Okay, so, Linda, when I look at your feet, it's very interesting, they keep showing me your left foot. This is why this is very, how this works, because I have to follow what my guides tell me. What's going on with your left foot? Because to me, it looks like What they're showing me is that you have some pain and some inflammation in the left foot. Is there anything going on in your left foot? Okay, because when the guides are showing me that that's like a bigger issue than what's left on the right foot. Okay, so I just see a little bit of fungus left around that right foot, so I would try the tea tree oil before I'd go into the medication, the oral medication. Okay. But your left foot looks like you're in a lot of discomfort. And do you have a plan to deal with that? Right, I understand that. So do you feel like it was successful on the right foot? Are you in more comfort or... has it helped you in terms of your comfort? Okay. Right. Do you remember the woman who came to our very first workshop with her daughter that was the sculptress? She was doing some kind of, she does sculptures, and remember she talked about fungus? Does anyone else remember that? She is an expert on fungus. Yes, she had a lot of internal fungus and had found out all the treatment, you know, the natural treatments for it. I'm just walking over to my desk here.